This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, city champion head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, just be straightforward. Wow.
That was a heck of a game between both teams. And, it was a hard-fought battle. The kids played hard on both sides. Lots of credit to Glen Academy and the way they came out and played. But our guys, showed the will to win and never gave up. And that was very evident Friday night, and very, very thankful to walk out of there with a win. And coaches did a tremendous job. Players did a tremendous job executing all the way to the end. So very happy.
I'll get to a couple questions, in a sec. I want to kind of go over some stats from some of your players from this past week. Grant Moore, 376 passing yards, 418 all-purpose yards, and 4 touchdowns. Nigel Gardner, 14 carries for 101 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Josiah Gibbons had 5 catches, 127 yards, and his touchdown. Wasim Murray, 73 yards and a touchdown. Hezzy Kent, 76 yards and a touchdown. Israel Henry, 23 yards and a touchdown. Braylon Johnson had 12 total tackles. Zion Rankin, 10 tackles and an interception. Chosen Owens and Samir Dobbins both had a forced fumble. And Antoine Thomas, Antoine Kirk, and Avion Addison all had a fumble recovery. That's a lot of stats.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it like that in that game, guys really executed on some things, did well. We still got some things that we need to work on, of course, and that's really good, for us to look back at the film and how can we get better and teach off that tape. But, for those numbers, those guys really did, perform well. We can always learn to get better. But, one thing I'll say about the first guy that you mentioned, Grant Moore, I mean, down the stretch in the second half, he was money. Throwing the ball in the right spot. He is a proven winner. His leadership on that last two drives were phenomenal. Just getting everybody lined up, getting extended plays, using his feet to make something happen, and just keeping his eyes downfield and hitting targets. And, he did a really good job with that Friday night and, led the comeback and just a winner, man.
For anybody that ever thought he was, just an athlete, which he – I'm not saying he's not, but just an athlete really fast, I think if you don't believe him to be a true quarterback at this point, I don't know what you can do. Grant Moore showed more accuracy in – I mean, honestly, just this season in general, but, his precision and the way he was able to read and – really make good thought out decisions where he was putting the ball. I mean, he did have one interception, but I mean, that's when you compare it to 4 touchdowns through the air, especially them coming when it mattered the most at the end of the game. That's what you look for in a leader, in a quarterback, in a team. And I was just, I'm so pumped that I don't know. I love it. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I mean, down the stretch, and, I think the 4 passes that really stick out in my mind that are just on the money is, one, the ball he throws to Hezzy for the touchdown is well placed. Hezzy does a really good job running down the field. The throw that he made to Wasim, got tangled up with the DB, and you know, then breaks away. You know, he's wide open on a touchdown. Dontre Butler coming across the middle on the next to the last play of the game,
yep.
And that ball has put exactly where it needs to be on the money,
on the spot.
And then before the drive before that, then the one touchdown with Israel Henry, Israel runs a corner out, and Grant just puts the ball in a spot that only the receiver can catch it, and you know, in the corner of the end zone, and just a perfectly placed ball. But just really good, you know, fundamentals by Grant, you know, keeping his eyes downfield, moving around the pocket, really good pocket presence. So if he feels a rush, he can avoid it. But, you know, I think, you know, his accuracy really has really improved this year, and he's making really great throws.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have seen it throughout the year. It's his development has been very well. We're going to get to a couple questions, you know, just in general about that game. Right now, I wanted to remind you that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk us a little bit about, you know, going in at halftime and, you know, just the mood in the locker room, how you were able to, you know, make those necessary adjustments and, you know, kind of help your team get pumped back up to, you know, go after it for that second half.
Yeah, I mean, we go into the half, we're down 14-13. We miss extra point on after a score, and you know, our coaches, you know, our kids are, you know, still in good spirits. You know, we're in the game, we're in a fight, and our offensive staff and defensive staff both split, and they're reviewing film, they're making the adjustments that are needed for the second half. You know, what are we seeing? What can we attack? How do we need to get lined up with certain things? What do we need to do in the second half? And they did a really good job of translating that to our players, explaining mm-hmm. to them what the plan was for the second half. And then, you know, regroup and when everybody comes together before we go back out. And, you know, I just let the kids know, like, hey, we're in a dogfight. Like, you know.
You can't back out now. Like, you got to keep your foot all the way on the gas as hard as you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's our kids play their butts off. And, you know, they played to the final whistle until the clock was zero. And, you know, they responded very well. Even being down, having to fight back, you know, get back in the game. And then, you know, as all the odds were against us and everything, you know, coming back and beating all the odds and really finishing the game, you know, our kids wanted it, you know, and that really showed us. We learned a lot about our team, about how they'll fight back. You know, even if we have some adversity, fighting through adversity, that's the greatest thing that football teaches us about life, is that when something doesn't go your way, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just sit there and let it go, or are you just going to fight back and get back in it and prove yourself? And our kids did that.
Yeah, and with that, you know, when I phrase that question, it sounds like, you know, you're down by 50 at halftime.
Right.
But for a team that I would say has been, for the most part, dominant for – you know, they haven't really faced what you would call like any adversity going into the second half, maybe a game or two, but for the most part, you know, it's been just consistent, like dominant. And when I was saying that, it was just, you know, that how the response, and you see like what you were saying, just make sure you keep it on the gas. And I tell you what, it worked, you know, it's hard to, you know, when you're down, to build your way back out, especially that late in the fourth, it was truly an impressive thing to see, and I couldn't have definitely drawn it up any better.
Yeah, I mean, we learned a lot from our team, like I said, learned a lot about them and their will to overcome adversity, to keep fighting, you know, and it was a great challenge for our team. I mean, we learned, like I said, we learned a lot about them, but then moving forward, we can use this is a learning experience, you know, about, you know, we're never going to quit. We're always going to go into to the final whistle, to the clock is zero. And, you know, just learning that about our team, you know, really, you know, us as coaches reflect upon that and say, well, this team will always fight all the way to the end. And that's something that you want to see in the team.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. They showed it and they proved that they were able to face the adversity and, you know, just be resilient in their efforts to put the game away. I'll be back with a few more questions, though. right after this break. Right now, you are listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network with the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnoss Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnoss Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right. So I'd say you've coached in your fair share of big games, and you know, this rivalry with Glenn Academy, it runs deep. There's no denying that. What does it mean not only to win that game, but to do it in such like a dramatic fashion? Like, where was that rank in your perspective of, you know, just, I don't know, games in general and throughout the big games that you've been able to be a part of?
Well, I'm just speaking from, you know, just the city championship aspect of it. You know, I've been a part of, you know, 7-8 city championships, and by far, you know, this has been a crazy series of events. You know, every year, whether they come down and they kick a last second field goal to win the game, the next year we kick a last second field goal of the game, the next year following they go and hit a trick play to go ahead to score with not a lot of time left, and we come back and, you know, throw a post and it gets tipped by one of their DBs and one of our receivers catch it and goes for a touchdown and, you know, to win the game. And then this, you know, 2 years ago, it was going into overtime. We were tied 15-15 and, you know, we lose that game in overtime. And then, you know, this game right here has to be the craziest one. I mean, being down so much in the fourth quarter and then fighting back and finding a way to win at the end of the game, you know, it's, it, like I said before, it doesn't matter about records. It doesn't matter about stats in this game. It's just whoever wants it more. And our kids definitely wanted it more. And it showed Friday night, you know, their will to push through, the resiliency there. But yeah, this series between the two teams, I mean, it is a true rivalry. Yeah. And it is, you know, it doesn't matter. Anything can happen.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I mean, like we said last week, it doesn't matter who is playing what way at any point in the season. This game is basically like a clean slate, like kind of like when you're playing Madden, you put it on even teams. Like, it's literally just who wants to come out and play the hardest and who wants it the most is literally all it can boil down to at this point. If I'm not mistaken, it was, what, 7 minutes left around that, whenever the tide started to turn a little bit? What was that time?
Yeah, it was about seven minutes or 6 minutes, 32 seconds, somewhere around there. Yeah, I think that's when I looked at the clock, you know, just judging by time, like what we need to do and everything based on that. But yeah, it's not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, not much, less than half of the fourth quarter. What do you think just was the turning point that helped y'all get that momentum switched so hard, so fast, to be able to like really execute a comeback of that magnitude?
I mean, just our kids, their demeanor on the sideline, you know, they were still in it. They didn't quit playing. You know, a lot of teams could have laid down at that time. Yeah. And being down 16 and that not with that a lot of time left on the clock, but our guys didn't. And the way that Glenn, you know, kept the time of possession, they were holding the ball, snapping it with only a couple seconds left on the play clock, getting a few first downs, you know. And sometimes, you know, that demoralizes a team, and because they, you know, offense gets on the sideline, they get bored, or defense gets wore down because they're out on the field so long. But our kids never quit, and they kept playing, kept chipping away, kept chopping wood, and you know, and that's the way it turned out in the end. But you know, I think the big plays that we had with getting the onside kick, you know, I think the fumble right there on the 5 yard line. You know, we work turnover drills all the time, and, you know, really got a strip fumble right there. Ball comes out on the five. We go 95 yards for a score. Try onside kick. You know, don't get that one, okay? Or I can't remember. I have to go back and look. Or we get that one and then go back and we score again, you know, really fast. I know we did try two onside kicks, and both kicks were executed to perfection. We just touched one a little bit, you know, too early.
Yeah.
But the second,
which is hard not to.
Yeah, the second one, you know, Braxton Davis did a heck of a job of kicking it, and you know, Avion Addison did a really good job recovering it, and you know, that led to the final drive of the night. So.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun too. Just, I mean, you think about just the dream scenario of turnover, drive, onside kick recovery. I mean, all of those hypothetical things that really are just like you dream of those things happening, and when it does, you're like, holy cow, I'm actually like watching this play out right now. It's fun. I mean, it's just fun to even think about, and to see it actually happen is actually insane.
Yeah, I mean, we do practice, you know, with our hands team, with our onside kick team, and our guys really executed those,
yeah,
you know, to perfection. And you know, that's why we practice them, just for situations just like this. And that situation was not new for our kids, but that's the first time we've done it in a game. Mm-hmm. So to see it, you know, what we practice and then see it translate to the game field, you know, we're on the right track during practice to do those things.
Yeah. And you know, the practice that's why you do it. It's stuff like that where you can practice as much, like for say, like in golf, you're out there and you're practicing 30-foot putts. Okay, you're not trying to make it. But guess what? I'm not that great, and I might miss by 30-foot. But guess what? I'm going to know how to get it close.
That's right.
It's practice like that where in scenarios where when you just need to have that experience to pull it out. And, hey, it worked. And they showed all, like, so much resilience in that game. What, you know, with that, what does that say about this team and like just their character that they were able to just maintain their composure that long to be able to do something like that?
I mean, it speaks volumes. I think that, you know, the will to keep pushing forward and, you know, keep working, keep driving down the field. You know, that speaks a lot about their character, like you said, because I hope they take this as a life lesson as well.
Yeah.
That, like when I said earlier, when things get tough,
don't back down.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't just shy away from it. And you got to meet it head on and push forward. You got to attack it just like we're attacking on a Friday night, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. You know, and I hope they take those things and attack life like that, you know, so that when things are going to happen in a, you know, in life, and you got to be able to respond in a positive way and get it done.
Yeah, and that they did. We'll have one more question, though, before we take a quick break. But I did want to remind you that you are listening to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What does this win, in your opinion, mean to this Brunswick community? I mean, it's not just – I mean, the city of Brunswick itself, it's split. You know, that part is unfortunate. But just the Brunswick High Pirate community, for them to show up and, you know, watch that partake, what, you know, what does it mean in your perspective just to have that to give to the community and the supporters who just showed up and showed out Friday night?
I mean, one, you know, we get to be reign the city champ for another calendar year. And
I love it.
So that gives a lot of Pirate fans bragging rights and our team bragging rights. But, you know, the other thing too is, you know, the first half, I didn't even look behind me and, you know, see the stands. You know, walking back out in the second half, looking up at our stands, our side was packed. So
yeah,
Pirate Nation really showed up to support. And, you know, that was great to see. Our kids really, you know, enjoyed that and definitely enjoyed it after the game. But yeah, just a win like that, you know, win the city championship, you know, creates a sense of pride, pirate pride about our team, our community, the school, you know, and you're just thankful that, you know, we have a wonderful admin here at Brunswick High School, very supportive of athletics and football in general. But yeah, I mean, it speaks a lot about our guys too, that they have a sense of pride. But, you know, it is another region win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a step forward in that. And then, you know, just we got to play every single week and prepare every single week to the best of our ability. Because like I said, you know, and all the other podcasts before, it's another step, you know, towards now the next goal is the region championship. And we got to play every single week because it's a region game. It's for the mm-hmm. region standings. And then, you know, keep pushing forward.
Yeah, it, like we've been talking about all year, you got to take it game by game. And to still be undefeated in the region, it's a massive step towards getting to that next step. It's still the game by game, and this week's game is the next step. But, you know, to compile them all together and to still be sitting here undefeated in the region is just incredible. And speaking, talk about next week's game. We will get to that in just a second. But right now, you are listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Gary
Optum Brady. Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, right, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights.
Welcome
Sweet
back to the
tea.
Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and Optum Orthopedics. All right, let's get into Bradwell. So, you know, what some would call it, you know, an emotional win against Glenn. How have y'all been able to respond so far this week in practice? What message have you been given to your team, you know, moving forward throughout the week? And, you know, how do you make sure to stay focused to attack Bradwell this week?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta look ahead right now, and you can't be looking in the past at the city championship game. I know everybody wants to talk about the game, and I hope our kids enjoyed, you know, being a city champ and, you know, enjoyed it this weekend, and then, you know, reset your mind, and we're on to Bradwell now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to move forward. We can't sit there and look at the past because you're going to get hit with what's right in front of you if you're looking in the rearview mirror. And, you know, come Bradwell this Friday night, there's a lot of distractions. It's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to limit the distractions. And Bradwell is a very much improved team, and they have some explosive guys on offense. They run to the football on defense. So we've got to be prepared this week. And, you know, this week in practice, just having to reset our mind and getting out there and get back on the grass and just prove ourselves every single day we get a chance.
Yeah, you know, getting back between the bricks. And, you know, it is – homecoming, so I mean it is a different, you know, kind of game. I'm sure there's going to be hopefully a lot more of the student body there, and probably, I mean, just the turnout in general will probably be fairly similar to what I would say Glenn was, because I mean, you know, everybody wants to watch homecoming. Everybody, that's just the game. People that aren't, I would say, the, you know, the diehard every week kind of people, that the homecoming game is the one where they go, and that's just a fact. And so the extra support, especially being a raging game, you know, a homecoming, sometimes they're just, you know, the blowout games, but this is an actual, still a region opponent. So it's not one of those games where you can just take your foot off a little bit and just, you know, and get a win. This is still a solid quality opponent that's in the region to remain undefeated. So that's always going to be a tall task. Regardless of scoreboard this week, what's something you want to see from your team, like improvements of any kind, or just in general, what do you want to see out of this team this week?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that we can improve on is just continue to get better with our fundamentals. You know, I think the two things that run the game of football is blocking and tackling. I think just continue to get better and hone in on those crafts that we have, and just really sharpen our skills. Make sure that we wrap guys up, you know, get lined up on defense, you know, make sure that, you know, we take away their big plays. I mean, they have some really explosive guys that we cannot let them get the ball in space, and we've got to put pressure on the quarterback. And then offensively, you know, make sure we're working to the right linebackers, taking the correct footwork, running the correct depth of our routes. And then, you know, just keeping the quarterback upright. I think that's got to be the key thing. And, you know, really good in pass protection. We got to keep our eyes up because they do like to bring pressure. But yeah, I mean, this is a really good Bradwell team coming in. You know, give Deshaun Brock, he's their head coach. He's really, you know, getting in there and establishing his culture and his program. And they're playing really well right now. They've played, you know, they've scored a lot of points in their region games that, you know, here recently. scored 52 on Greenbrier. You know, they went toe-to-toe with Statesboro. Statesboro won in the last second of the game or last few seconds of the game. You know, had a tough game against Effingham. They beat Glenn. So we've got to be prepared for this. We cannot take them lightly, and we got to be ready to play and be physical.
Yeah, they're. I mean, I'd say they're definitely a much better team than their record shows up to this point in the region. It's going to be a fun game, like all games are. I've said it, you know, every week so far. This team is just – the offense has just been ridiculously explosive. I mean, even against Glenn last week, it was still a lot of points that this offense is putting up. And, you know, take out last week, the defense is still just – performing beyond expectations, and it's great to watch. I'm pumped about this game. Hopefully, you know, the students and all the fans show up and just start cheering and make it between the bricks environment like we know and love. We got one more question and then we'll call it for this week. Coach, I ask you every week, what is your message to the Pirate faithful as you prepare for Bridewell this week?
I mean, just come out to Glenn County Stadium this Friday night, 7:30. It's homecoming. We're inviting all alumni, student section, you know, the community, just to come out there and be loud and support the Pirates. And we'll look forward to everyone being there and, you know, seeing the Pirates compete for another, you know, a region game, you know, pushing forward and, you know, compete for a region championship. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there Friday night. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates. Thank you, Coach. And thank you for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. That was Head Coach Garrett Grady, the newest city champion. This is the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right here each and every week during this season. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.